Nazir, Per Gimel, Mishneh Gimel. We learned in the last two Mishnayos about the Yom Lamed, even though he didn't finish off the full last 30th day of his Stam Nazirus, which is Lamed Yom, we say Miktaseyam Kikuloi. So we have a continuation of that theme, but with a whole different angle. There's a din, it's a basic din. We've mentioned it before, but let's speak it out now with a clarkite. And that is that if a Nazirus is Lamed Yom, there's a din the Torah says in the parasha of Nazirus that if he becomes Tameh in the middle, we don't say, you already did 17 days in Nazirus, so now you're just really missing another 13. So go through a Tahara process, which means that he has to go through a week, he has to be Torah in a mikvah, and he has to have Azov, Mechatos, of Pora Aduma, B'yem Shlishi, B'yem Shvik, and B'vurim Parshas Chukas. And then he has to bring korbonis. There's a teglachas of tumah. If a person was nitma in the middle of a nazirus, he has to bring a chatos with an oila. He doesn't bring the regular chatos oil shlamim. He brings a chatos oila and an oshom with a teglachas, and then he starts again. So l'chayr, he already prophet 17 days in nazirus. Now he only needs to prophet another 13. No, hatumah seiseres is hakol. The lashon of the mishnah later on in perek vav. Middle of Nazirus, if he was Nitma, that's it. It's off. So, what happens if in the middle of Nazirus he's Nitma? So again, like we said, he has to retire. He has to bring, after 7 days with Hazoas, Hazoas Mechatos, he becomes Tohar from the Tumas Meis. On the 8th day, he has to bring, Bayam Hashmini, he has to bring a Korban Tumah, like we said, all the Seder HaKorbanis. And then he has to start again the Nazirus and count the whole 30 days. However, a Nazir that did count 30 days, but he's a Nazir, he was a Nazir in Tzvas. He didn't make it to Yerushalayim. Now, he's not allowed to get away from the Din Nazirus, we spoke this out in Mishnah Aleph, until he brings his Karbonis and Teglachas, he's not Mutar B'Shtiyas Yayin for Tumas Meis. So he has to keep to his Isser of Nazirus, but L'maisa, that's only just because he doesn't have the heter that's mafkir the din Nazirus. Be'etzim, he was yotze yedei nidroi, because he kept 30 days in Nazirus. He just has to get on the next train to get to Yerushalayim. So if in the 2 days that it took him to get from Tzvas to Yerushalayim, he was nitma, there we could hear that he keeps his status that he was mekayim 30 days. He rather has a problem that he can't bring the karbonis in a state of tumah, so he'll have to wait a week, in Yerushalayim, Mechata, 7 days. On the 8th day, he could bring his karbonis. But it's not soisu any of the lamed yoim until then. Now, you can ask ourselves a pashta shaila. Why can't he just send the karbonis like there's somebody else? Normally, if a person is tomei, so theoretically, he could be yoitz. He came to Yerushalayim and he touched the mace. So he can't be yoitz his karbon? Yeah, rather the mitzvah is that the bailam should be oimid ba'azor b'shas ha'krovas ha'karbon, but if not, it's not. The answer is over here that a chelik of the Seder HaKorbonus is that the dam, the shemen from the Korbonus of the Nozir, that we'll learn about it later, the details, have to be put out kape ha-Nozir. So the Torah makes that into an ikuv, and he puts it out kape ha-Nozir, so that means that the Nozir has to be there physically. The only other Korban that he can't send, he can't be Yoitza Korban, if it's sent for him, B'Shas Yizitome, is Korban Pesach. Person is Tommy, you can't have somebody else bring. Why? Because over there, the ikir of the carbon is shaykh to the achila, and he can't eat. So, Mela, you can't send it, you can't be yoitza, hakrov is carbon pesach, there's somebody else. So, now let's learn the Mishnah. Misha'oma hareini nozer, nitva yem shloshim soises hakol. That we explained already. If it's the 30th day, soises hakol. You'll ask a pashta taino, we just learned in the first few Mishnayis. That if he would bring his kabanas b'yom shloshim, in the middle of the day he becomes ois nozer, mixes ayam kikuloi. So why shouldn't we say that if he's nitma, it's called he was already yotze yom shloshim? And the Rishonim are masbir, that when he becomes tomeh, the tumah is mafkir the shame of the yom being a yom of nazirus. So if he brought karbanos, that's a culmination and a hashlom of the nazirus, then he was mashlam and mekayim the nazirus from the mixes ayam. But if he becomes Tomei, Tumei is mafkia that day from being a Yoim Nazirus. It's mafkia then the whole thing. It's soise sakol. Reb Lezer oime eni soise el shiva. Reb Lezer holds he was Yotzo because part of the day, the Yoim Shloshim, he was Mekayim. He doesn't hold of this lomdus, the svara that we just said. Im kain, he was already yotzer. It says, if he was nitma b'yom shloshim ve'echod. Memela, what's the halacha? The halacha is he just has to wait 7 days. So the way Rav Elazar says it is, and he's soysa l'shiva. It's not soysa shiva. It's just that now he can't bring the kabbarnas. He has to wait 7 days. However, says the Sefer the Mishnah, Reini Nozir Shloshim Yoim, if he spoke and not just Reini Nozir Stam Nizirus. But Shloshim Yoim, the halacha is, Nitma Yoim Shloshim, Soyser Es HaKoil. And this is true, Hendler Beloza, Hendler Abonon, because since he said Reini Nozir Shloshim Yoim, we said that means he's speaking out that he wants a Ganser Yoim Shloshim, we said in Mishnah base. And Bechi Agadna, we don't say Mixer Seyem Kikuloi. The Rav brings the drasha from the Gemara. The pasuk says at the end of Nazirus, "Vizoyis toyas anozer biyoyim milois," on the day that he's mashlum his Nazirus. Shtei do, the Gemara says, "B'shem Reb Elazar, vizoyis toyas anozer." He's called a nozer biyoyim milois. Play on words when he becomes tomei on the yoyim milois. So Mel, since he has the miktas hayoyim, so it's as if he was nit malachal yoyim milois, and it's not sois of the Nazirus. Mishnah Dalit. Hareini nozer me'er yoim. Here he makes not a stam nazirus. The halacha is, since he said me'er yoim, nitma yoim me'er, so he says hakoil. 100 days means a ganza 100 days. Now the truth is a Mishnah Gimel and a Mishnah Beis, we said if he says hareini nozer stam, so then the yoim lamid, mixerim kekula. If he says hareini nozer shloshim yoim, the tosefes diburim of shloshim yoim means yomim shleimim. If he says hareini Nozim Me'er Yoim, it's not a Tosefes Loshen. He had said Me'er Yoim, otherwise it would have been 30. So the Gemara says that we're talking about over here where he said, Areni Nozim Me'er Yoim, Itaka spoke at Shleiman. So then there's no Mikdash Yoim Kikuloi. And then the Halacha is that Nitme Yoim Me'er Soysos HaKoil. He has to be Mekayim the full 100 days. Reb Lezer Oimer Eine Soyser Elo Shloshim. Reb Lezer says another Chiddush here. There's a Bazunder Exeris HaKosuv that the Yom Achim Nazirus, even though he spoke out bad, he wants 100 full days, but it's Yom Achim, it's Yom Elois. So the halacha is over there, it not only is it not, let's say, B'yom Shleshim was on the last day, but as a whole, it's not Soyser, the whole thing, but on Yom Meir, the Yom Elois is Soyser, of course, because he wanted a full 100 days, but it's Soyser only Shleshim. This that we find, Soyser, Zakol, according to Blazer, is only in the middle. If it's on the Yom Melois, the halacha is, Be'etzem he was Yoytze, however many days he was Yoytze, and he only has to be Mashlim, a Kiyum of Nazirus. A Kiyum of Nazirus is only 30 days. So he was Yoytze his din 100 days, plus, since he was Nitma in the 100 days, so he has to be Mekayim, Epis Nochat Tosef is din Nazir to be Mashlim. There's no Nazirus, you can't be Mashlim Nazirus by a blip on the screen, being a nozer for 5 minutes, or a day, or two, or three, or four, doesn't work. This nazirus only lamed yoim. So Meli, he's going to have to be mashlim with a full lamed yoim for the last day. It's the tziruf over here that Rav Elazar makes. Yinitma yoim me'er ve'echod, if he becomes tomei on the 101st day, now, on the 101st day, is definitely mitzisim kekula. So here the Gemara says that's according to the Rabbanon, it's a din midrabbanon, because you're going to get mixed up the 101st day, or to the 100th day. Samuel, they said he has to keep epis in his ears. Like we just said in Reb Elazar, the din of Eini Soyser L'Shloshim, which is din deraisa. Over here, Gabi, the din derabbanan. The rabbanan also hold what he keeps is a stam nazirus of lamed yoim. And that Reb Elazar argues with as well. Reb Elazar, Eini Soyser L'Shiva. No. Even on the 30th day, the halacha would be it's not Soyser HaKoel. Even on the 100th day, we would say Yom Melois, it's not Soyser HaKoel. So on the 101st day, he doesn't even have to keep another 30. You don't have that Xeris HaKosuv. To say that goes on the 101st or to the 100th, the 100th also, it's not Soyser HaKoel. Therefore, on the 101st, it's not Soyser. Lemaisi has to bring the Kabbarnas B'Taris, so he'll have to wait 7 days to be Nitar.